This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. China says its aircraft carrier group has recently conducted routine annual exercises in the South China Sea after Beijing criticized the U.S. for sending Navy ships into the strategic area. The Chinese Defense Ministry last week urged the U.S. to restrain its frontline forces in the air and seas near China. It said U.S. reconnaissance aircraft and warships have become more active around China since President Biden took office. The South China Sea is particularly contentious because China's smaller neighbors also have been competing claims to one of the world's busiest sea lanes, which Beijing claims virtually in its entirety. China has constructed several man-made islands in the disputed waters, and what the U.S. says is a move to militarize the area. Iran's foreign minister has apologized for recorded comments that were leaked to the public last week, creating a firestorm in Iran less than 2 months before presidential elections. The recordings of Mohammad Javad Zarif include frank comments on the late Iranian general Qasem Soleimani, who was killed by a U.S. drone strike in 2020. The attack at the time brought the U.S. and Iran to the brink of war. His funeral processions in Iran drew millions of people to the streets. In the recordings, Zarif criticizes Soleimani's separate relations with Russia. He apologized Sunday. North Korea has warned the United States will face a very grave situation because U.S. President Joe Biden made a big blunder, in their words, in his recent speech by calling the North a security threat and revealing his intent to maintain a hostile policy on it. Kwang Jong-un, a senior North Korean foreign ministry official, issued the statement on Sunday. This is VOA News. SpaceX has delivered 4 astronauts back to Earth, making the first U.S. crew splashdown in darkness since the Apollo 8 moonshot. The Dragon capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico near the Florida Panhandle early Sunday, just 6.5 hours after departing the International Space Station. The astronauts, 3 American and 1 Japanese, spent nearly 6 months at the orbiting lab. They flew back in the same capsule in which they launched from Florida in November. SpaceX delayed their homecoming 4 days because of high offshore winds. Managers switched to a pre-dawn splashdown to take advantage of calm weather. India recorded more than 400,000 new COVID-19 cases for the first time Saturday as it battles a devastating second wave, and the country's massive new vaccination drive was hampered in some areas by shortages of the shots. The surge in infections has overwhelmed hospitals, morgues, and crematoriums and left families scrambling for scarce medicines and oxygen. Shortages of medical oxygen have plagued the medical system. In New Delhi's Batra Hospital, local media reported that 8 people, including a doctor, died Saturday after the facility ran out of oxygen. Turkish police detained 212 demonstrators after scuffles broke out at May Day marches on Saturday in violation of coronavirus-related restrictions. Riot police and plainclothes officers jostled with union leaders and other demonstrators and threw some to the ground before detaining dozens of them near Istanbul's square. Reuters video and images showed this. In France, thousands of people joined traditional May Day protests despite COVID-19 restrictions to demand social and economic justice and voice their opposition to government plans to change unemployment benefits. About 300 rallies were organized in Paris and other cities. In the French capital, trade unionists were joined by members of the Yellow Vest movement that triggered a wave of anti-government protests 3 years ago, and by workers from sectors hit hard by pandemic restrictions. Thousands of migrants and migrant activists marched through downtown Washington, D.C., and to the National Mall, where they called on President Biden and Congress to enact immigration reform. The rally, held on May 1st to mark International Workers' Day, started in Black Lives Matter Plaza and ended near the U.S. Capitol. The activists are calling for the Biden administration to stop deportations and provide a path to citizenship for the estimated 11 million undocumented migrants in the U.S., including DACA recipients and people with temporary protected status. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.